Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel podcast. My name is John Magi, and I'll be your host. And in this episode, we're going to talk to you about vacationing at the Walt Disney World Resort during the holidays. I'm joined at the table by our panel of experts, guest services manager for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Kevin Kloos.
Hi, everyone.
Agent consultant for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Tracy Heinrichs.
Hi, everyone.
And back in the production facility, we have our producer, Craig Williams.
Hi.
Excellent. Hi. Right. Good thing he's in on it. All right. So as I mentioned, we're going to talk about the holidays, specifically what it's like to vacation at Walt Disney World during the holidays. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, these are some of the most popular times of year for people to come to Walt Disney World. You know, there's a lot to see and do. There's a lot of entertainment. There's a lot of shows. There's new stuff that goes on that doesn't happen all year long. So that's part of the excitement. In addition, Disney loves to do that thing where they run those commercials, where it seems like if you're not at Disney during this time of year, you're a big old loser. Everything looks wonderful and magical and spectacular. So it is definitely...
It's always that nuclear family and they're all by themselves in the magic.
Right, exactly. And snow's falling on them and things like that. So obviously there are challenges for traveling this time of year because of how popular it is. And we want to talk a little bit about that. Now, one of the reasons why we do want to do this is because... things are a little different this year. Tracy was actually here from, I forget when you started to stay here.
End of October.
Okay. So the end of October through now, we're recording in January for this. So for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, you were here. Mm-hmm. We obviously are locals, so we're here all the time anyway. And we'll talk about that from our perspective. We don't want to talk about specifically the things you can do. And what's available. I think the Diz Unplugged, those guys do a fantastic job. The Diz, WDWinfo.com, they are, you know, really showing you all the really cool stuff. Sometimes in real time, you're getting to see
talking about the things there are to do during the holidays. They might not be here next year. So
that's true too.
We're after the holidays, so it's kind of the wrong time to do that.
Just know there's a lot to do and a lot to see and a lot to enjoy. So let's start with... how we would approach it, which is sort of the pre-trip stuff, the deciding whether or not to book during this time of year. Now, obviously, if you are adamant about doing it and you want to come, you know, book it, get the room you want, stay where you want to stay. However, be forewarned that this is a very popular time. Right. So you're talking about a lot of availability issues, and you're also talking about Disney at its most expensive.
And busiest.
Yep. Tell us a little bit about, is there any chance that someone's going to find a discount during the holidays?
It's not impossible. So, like, for example, this past year in 17, Disney had announced free dining, and the last check-in day was December 23rd. So if you checked in on December 23rd and stayed a week or 10 days or whatever it was, if as long as there was availability, you could get free dining for your entire stay. That's a good deal.
That is a good deal, yeah.
Right? So there, it's not impossible. Now, often what's available is room discounts. And if that same discount was a room discount and ended on December 23rd, you just got it for one night. That didn't help you. Because room discounts don't extend for the whole, a package discount like free dining. As long as your check-in date falls within the required dates, you've got it for the whole time.
Off the top of your head, were we able to find, were agents able to find that discount?
Yes.
That late in December?
Yes.
Wow. That's
there was incredible. Actually clients who were trying to travel earlier in the month, and if they traveled over Christmas, we could get it. I actually think, and judging by the fact that they were offering free dining for check-ins up to December 23rd, I believe Disney agrees with me, that those few days leading up to Christmas are actually not super busy yet. I believe the busiest time happens around the 26th.
Wow, okay.
Into New Year's. And I think what's happening, and it's not to say Christmas Day is not busy, because it is. You've got locals who want to go, but you've got people who are here for Christmas. So, I mean, it's all relative when you're talking Disney and busy.
Right.
But I think the majority of influx comes, people have Christmas Day at home, and then the next day are flying out. And then doing their week at Disney.
I think that's also maybe true a little bit of locals, too.
Yes.
You know, your Christmas maybe morning is there, and then your afternoon is in the park. So not impossible to find a discount if it's offered. We don't know.
Not impossible. it is rare. This was a rare situation, the way the dates fell. But usually if you book far enough in advance, we can at least get you availability.
And how was room availability?
Room availability wasn't too bad. Like, I booked last minute, I would say within a month, 4 or 5 weeks, for New Year's Eve, and got it.
Wow.
So I was able to do that fairly last minute. I was also very flexible about where I was staying, and it wasn't a whole week. And, you know, so I booked for 2 nights over New Year's.
It's really interesting, too, because we mentioned this on a previous show, that this time, when we're recording this, is actually over marathon weekend, and there's like nothing available over marathon weekend. Right. As a matter of fact, somebody tweeted me a picture. They could get one room at the All-Stars for $410.
Oh, it must have been an All-Star Music family suite, because there's not a room at the All-Stars that would be that much.
For one night. I didn't look at the
It might have been a family suite, yeah.
But still, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane.
But I mean, generally speaking, I would say availability is an issue.
Right.
If you're looking for, like, because you're not like me, you're not going to be looking to come in for 2 nights. You're looking for a week or longer. So I also was very flexible where I was going to stay. If you have, you know, specific needs, you're a family of five, you want to stay in a deluxe resort, you want to stay in a lower category of deluxe resort or a lower room type, these need to be booked early.
Yeah.
The other thing about that is you start to book your dining at 6 months. Dining over Christmas books up fast as well.
That's, I was just going to say, if there was free dining and you checked in on the 23rd,
right.
I'm guessing you had...
You better have all
you
that booked.
You were at Olivia's.
Right.
Yeah. So you had, like, you know, at 6 months out, you were booked and booking your dining. So...
And you better stick to it because you can't really be flexible.
And, you know, you might get some last minute changes, but for the most part, you're planning ahead. And while it's a kind of like, you know, planning ahead, 6 months ahead, where am I going to eat? At the same time, it makes for a much better experience once you're here. The fact that you did plan ahead and you put that work in advance, because then you get here and now you're in vacation mode. You've already got your reservations.
Mm-hmm.
At 60 days before, you did your fast passes. So it kind of doesn't matter if there's a 400-minute wait for flights of passage if you have a fast pass for it. So,
well, same
you know,
thing
with
food.
Some planning.
I mean, how many times have you been in line and you see people walk up to the podium and go, I want to eat here.
Right.
And they say there's nothing until, you know, January 7th.
Right.
You know, it's
right,
literally, right. You can't get a reservation
exactly.
Over
so
the holidays.
You know, it's like everything. We've talked a lot about it. You want to plan ahead. I think it's getting harder. Like, as we were getting closer, we weren't booking anybody for a week over Christmas. There was no availability to do that. And I would say it's kind of that 6 month mark almost, because people are getting wise to the fact they have to do their dining. And at 6 months before, you kind of know if you're spending Christmas in Disney or not. That's a big decision.
Yeah.
That's not like choosing just any week. And for a lot of people, they can only travel during these dates. They have, you know, kids are in school or they're teachers, or there's multiple reasons why people can only travel these dates.
Let's talk about that last minute reservation you made. Where'd you say?
Pop Century.
All right. That's...
$235 a night.
Yeah.
And I stayed at Pop Century in November for $140.
Yeah.
So I paid premium for it.
You paid a premium for Christmas Eve, but you know what? You found it, which is amazing.
I can tell you that New Year's Eve weekend was crowded.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
So let me just follow along the lines of where I was going with that. So you found the room, which was great. Paid a premium for it, which was, you know you're going to do it. What did you do for food?
We had already had a reservation at Ohana's.
Okay.
So I was meeting friends who had already had a reservation that they made at 6 months.
So now you're just on the internet asking people, will you be my friend?
My bestie, Beth Sauda, was here for Christmas with her family. And so she had extra spots. And so we joined them for...
Talk to me about what the restaurant was like. Was it insane? Was the Polynesian insane?
No.
I gotta tell you, you have a completely different experience than we do.
You know,
it seems like maybe it's just because of how I react to crowds. We were on property a couple of times during these holidays, and I felt like I was gonna pull my skin off.
Were you driving?
Yes.
Driving.
See, this is the part of the issue, right? So Beth had emailed me earlier that day and said, "Do not drive here. It's a nightmare." Like, it took them forever. They were trying to get to Contemporary that morning, and driving on property was a nightmare. But what we had done was, when we got to Pop Century, we parked the car, we took the bus to Disney Springs, did a few things there, and it was crazy crowded there.
Yeah, so even Disney Springs was
crazy. It's crazy crowded, absolutely crazy crowded. And then from there, we took the bus out to Polynesian. So we weren't dealing with traffic the same way as if we were driving. I would not want to have a drive.
We had movie tickets for the day before New Year's Eve, the Saturday. at 4 o'clock. I left the house 2.5 hours early, and I live 17 miles from Disney. It took us 2 hours and 10 minutes to get to Disney property, get close enough to the movie theater. I pulled into the parking lot, and all of the garages were full. The lot across the street was full, and they were telling people that they could park at the theme parks and take buses to Disney Springs. Mm-hmm. So I figured I'll valet park. So I waited in line, and I got 6 cars from valet parking, and they told me valet was closed. Mm-hmm. So we never got to go to the movie. And it took us 1 hour and 15 minutes to get back off Disney property. Right. So we spent like 4 hours in the car.
Oh, I believe it completely.
And didn't get to do anything.
I believe it completely. And when we were taking the bus to Disney Springs, there was a lineup like through 2 lights waiting to get into the parking garage. And you could tell they weren't even letting people in. But when you're going to Disney Springs, they have that bus lane now,
which is incredible.
Right. So
I hated it when they were building it because it was a pain in the butt, but I think it's the most brilliant thing they've done. They should do that all over property.
I've come down here to vacation 2 other times over Christmas. One time we stayed off site and we rented a villa, and the other time we stayed on site. And we said we would never come again for Christmas unless we stayed on site, because even just trying to get to property was a nightmare. Forget driving around while you're here. And so we found being on site and being able to use Disney transportation, and just kind of your expectations are really high. Like, this is going to be crowded. This is going to be terrible. So anything below terrible feels okay, right?
I was going to kind of go there with that, because I was going to say, let's put the driving aside. All right. So we were frustrated with the driving. We went to the studios one day, and it was so crowded and so insane, and so just made me want to scream.
Yeah.
It was so crowded. And this was not Christmas Eve. This wasn't New Year's Eve. This was a Tuesday or something.
We tried to get around Disney property on Christmas Day.
Yep. But so going back to the being in a park with the crowds, do you think it's because you're here and you say to yourself, well, I'm here for Christmas. I'm going to enjoy myself, and I expect there to be crowds, so I'm going to put up with it?
There's part of that, but by the time the crowd is really busy in the middle of the afternoon, I've already left. So it's part of pre-planning, right? So when I know, like, for example, I was not in the park Christmas Day this year, but I was 2 years ago. So we were up early, and we were in Magic Kingdom before Rope Drop, before it was opening. We felt like it was a slow day until about 10:30, 11 o'clock. So imagine what you're doing on Christmas morning. You're waking up, you're taking your time. No matter how many times we tell people, get to the park early and get there for opening, they don't. So mid-afternoon, we're leaving 12 or 1 o'clock because we've already done our attractions. We've used our fast passes. Now the crowds are coming in droves. Within an hour of us leaving, they were closed for phase one capacity, whatever they call it. So I think it's a matter of planning to make sure that you're – because there's times where you're going to be in those crowds, and that's part of the expectation of knowing that. But I wasn't worried about waiting in a line for 3 hours to do something because I had my fast pass to do it in the morning. Or I got here for opening so I could do what I wanted to do first thing in the morning and use my fast passes and then get out when the park was at the busy part of the day. One of my biggest tips, have a ticket that's length of stay. So you don't feel like you've got to the park at 8.
Done today.
And, yeah, and I've got to stay till 9 o'clock at night or I'm not going to do it all.
I think part of our problem is, and it's because we are local and we know we can go whenever we want. Right. I get in the mindset of, I don't want to deal with this.
Yep.
I can come whenever I want. I can deal with it. Maybe I won't see the Christmas decorations. Right. And that's not as important to me. One of the things I wanted to see was we wanted to go to studios and see the stuff that was going on there, which is why we made a point of being there. But I think if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have gone.
And we had made, when Ben was here visiting, we had made reservations for the Jingle Bam Jungle Ham. What's it called?
Bam Jungle Ham.
You know what I'm trying to say.
It's the thing that happens at the deli.
I always mess it up. It's Jingle Bell Jingle Bam is what it's called. And we wanted to see that. So we had booked
it. You have to have him say it, though.
I know.
Jingle Bell Jingle Bam.
There you go. Much better. Much cooler when he says it. We had made arrangements for the dessert party to do that. Mm-hmm. So again, we planned ahead, you know, that we knew we were going to do it. And we wanted to see what they were doing over on Sunset. And I thought what the studios did for Christmas this year was really, really cool.
It was.
We really enjoyed it. I loved the decorations. But we had the dessert party booked, so we didn't have to worry about the crowds of seeing the show. And the dessert party was amazing, by the way. I think one of the best I've done here. We really enjoyed it. They gave us a little ornament as a gift. And they had reserved tables. They did it up at...
the theater,
Grandma. At the theater, yeah, they had
it
all
set up. It was yeah, really cool.
And so you know, it was really neat. And so, but again, we planned ahead for it. Like I can't say that enough. And if you're only here for this issue, like Ben only had his few days here that we were here spending time with him, so we had to do it. It's not like we had the option of saying, "Oh well, yeah, I'm not going to worry about this." And so you plan and you make the best of it. And people who are teachers and have kids in school, they're used to traveling when it's crowded. They know
this. The thing is, with New Year's Eve, this doesn't work because you can't go in the morning. If you're looking to be there for New Year's Eve, you don't get in the morning and get out. You go in the morning and you're there for the day.
They were still, even though they were out of phase two, they were still, resort guests could still get in. Like all afternoon, resort guests were still able to get in.
Which park are you talking about?
All the parks. So when we were at Pop Century, they have people at the buses and they were making sure to remind everybody that only so people weren't trying to park there thinking that they could just get the bus. So they were just reminding everybody and they had the bus drivers reminding everybody.
That's not
if you're a resort guest.
I understand what you're saying, but level two closing already means it's very, very crowded.
Oh, it's very crowded. Absolutely.
Very crowded.
Absolutely. But I mean, and New Year's Eve always is. What was really unique, I thought, first of all, we had no plan on being in a park for New Year's Eve this year. We had done that once before and kind of done that. Don't need to do that again.
Yep.
Because it's not even the crowds of being in New Year's for the fireworks. And they do fire two shows in night, though. So sometimes, like at 6:30, you'll see the same midnight fireworks show. So I know Epcot was doing that, where you could see that show and then you could leave. I know a lot of young families would have done that. But we've stayed for the midnight one, trying to get out of the park.
And they give everybody a noisemaker.
Yeah.
Now, what was that guy? Somebody posted a video of them trying
people
to get
leaving Epcot.
Yeah.
And he timed it. It was 2.5 hours from his spot to like I-4.
Yeah. And I had no desire. Yeah. I had done that before. So we had gone back. We were hanging out with Beth and her family for the evening. And we were over at the beach club. And we took one of those minivans back to Pop before midnight. We knew, okay, 11:30 is time to get where we're going to go. And they were already starting to close roads to gear traffic because it was going to be insane.
Yeah.
But when we got to back to Pop, they had a party there. So outside, they had music playing and they had Mickey was there. Mm. So I think each of the resorts was still kind of doing a little bit of a celebration.
Were they 1 year Grand Floridian?
Yeah.
In the lobby, they had a party.
Yep.
So
I thought that was a nice touch. I wasn't expecting it. So that was a nice touch. There was still somewhere to be if you didn't want the crazy of a park. And from where Pop Century, there's certain areas of Pop Century, we're over in the 50 section. We were seeing three different fireworks displays happening at different times. So we actually even watched a little bit of fireworks. So there's ways, I think, if you have to be here, and this is what you've chosen, because, I mean, there's something really cool about being here for the holidays. Like, you can't undermine the cool factor. It's really neat. And for
it's
this
beautiful.
For this girl who could really take or leave Christmas, I just think there's something amazing here when it's holiday.
The resorts
time.
Are beautiful.
Yes.
You know, the parts of the parks they actually decorate are beautiful.
That's right.
So it's all very, very sweet. It's just...
You have to plan in advance.
You have to plan
for sure.
In advance, where you're staying, where you're eating, you know, at 60 days with your fast passes. Plan to take breaks. Don't plan for, and if you have the choice, don't make your first visit to Disney ever over the holidays. Mm. If you have a choice.
Because that would skew your opinion of it.
It would. If you don't have a choice and it has to be then, there's certainly things you can do, some of the things that we mentioned, to make the best of it.
Okay, I'll let you finish your thought. I'm sorry.
But if you can avoid it, and the problem is everybody watches that Christmas parade on December 25th, and they, I'm going to be in Disney on December 25th to see this parade.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen on December 25th.
Right, exactly.
It's happened sometime at the end of November over a week. So don't let them trick you.
I got a text from my brother, and he said, I'm watching the Christmas parade. Are you there? First of all, no.
It took 9 hours to record because they keep backing it up, and it happened in November.
Well, worth noting, too, just for people who do have that mindset still, they don't even film the Christmas parade portions anymore at all in the Magic Kingdom, only the performances.
Right.
So your any parade part you see is Disneyland. So go to Disneyland if you want to see the Christmas Day
Parade. They don't do the Christmas parade here anymore?
No, it's all they do the castle performances, but all the parade is the Disneyland parade.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Yeah.
They do have a Christmas parade here.
Yeah.
But it's not part of what they do.
Yeah, but how long has that happened? Because Kathy Whirling used to get dressed up, and there would be days when it would be like 80 degrees.
Yeah. I think it's been a couple years now.
It was definitely last year and this year. I don't know about before that.
Because you would know that it was 85 degrees the day they were filming it, and there would be people in all these Christmas regalia, and I'd think, oh, Lord.
Yeah,
and
but every year we get all of us, we get clients who contact us and ask,
I
want to be there for the parade. And it's a little Disney magic.
Just not be there for the parade. It's
just
not
be that parade.
Touching a little bit on what you just said, one of the really nice things is now we're in a cold snap, but that time of year is also some of the best temperatures to be here in Florida. Mm-hmm. So you might say to yourself, well, you know, I like to go, the kids are out of school in the summer, it's crazy hot. This is at least...
Right. It's more temperate.
Right. At least the temperature is
This is
nice.
An oddity. Right. It's a bombogenesis.
Yeah, we're having a really bad cold snap now. But at least it makes it less miserable.
Right.
To be here. You write to us. We are not looking for your sympathy. It's cold for Florida.
And you know what you find out, too, is that a lot of places are not prepared for it to be cold.
No?
Right.
And that's the challenge. You know, I saw a video, MCO put it out, the Orlando airport, of their tiny little de-icing truck.
Having to do every single plane.
I've seen the videos of the iguanas falling out of the trees in Miami.
It's like, wow.
They're not used to this.
Right. So, I mean, those of us from Canada, you know, we've got a thicker skin, but put us in a non-insulated home and it's still chilly.
All the Canadians have shorts and tank tops on.
That's and you can't use the excuse of, oh, I'm from the north and I'm used to cold temperatures. Your mind, it's like when I go up to Pennsylvania now after living in Florida for 7 years, it'll be 30 degrees outside and I'm still good in like a long sleeve and then a light jacket. But as soon as I come back down here and it's 60 degrees, I'm in a hoodie and all bundled up. It's that mentality. You just can't get over it.
I can't explain it.
Yeah.
I also tried to explain to somebody the other day, it was 30 degrees here. Well, it's 16 degrees here. Well, that's only 14 degrees difference, and I'm in the tropics.
Yeah.
Well, it's also 40 degrees less than it should be here. Craig, talk a little bit about what Universal is like during Christmas. We know all the great stuff they do and the new projection stuff and the decorations, but from a crowd standpoint and from a how far in advance you have to sort of work the crowds and things like that.
Yeah, like everything with Universal, I feel like it doesn't require a ton of a lot of pre-planning. Obviously, like you've been saying with everything, plan it out. But, you know, Universal is the same year round in that you're not making dining reservations 60 days out. You're going to be making them 6 months out. You're going to be making them maybe the day of, and that's even if you need to at all. Definitely during like Hell Week, which is, as Tracy mentioned, the 26th of December through New Year's, that's your worst period. That's when, like, if you are planning on making dining reservations, that needs to be the time that you're making it for that week before you don't really have to worry about it. But you know, it's a theme park in Central Florida, so it's going to be busier. It's just, it always kind of changes on what days you think are going to be super busy. Like I was explaining before we started recording, I worked a lot of Thanksgivings because it was a holiday that I didn't care about. And while you would hear horror stories from everywhere else that Thanksgiving was terrible, to be in a theme park at Universal, I would just watch no one coming through the line on our rides. And it just wasn't really that busy. But, you know, December's been pretty crazy, though, for the last couple of years, just like it has in World. The one thing I would recommend, we did this year, Rhino and I did a hotel tour of all of the Lowe's hotels on property. And while their decorations aren't necessarily on the same caliber as Disney's are for the deluxe Disney resorts, that is, Cabana Bay might have the best Christmas decorations on property because they go all silver trees everywhere.
They go sort of that retro Christmas.
Exactly. Yeah, really cool. And so, like, I think if you are ever thinking about doing Universal over the holidays, definitely include an on-site stay and probably at Cabana Bay if you could.
Well, it's actually my favorite hotel in the whole area.
I still think it's mine too.
The other thing too about that, we talk about this on a Universal show anyway. The great thing about staying at those Universal hotels is the Express Pass.
Not at Cabana Bay.
At other Universal hotels is the Express Pass.
Yeah, it, all the the top tier ones. It's right, Portofino, exactly. Royal Pacific, right. And Hard Rock. Which,
and if you're going over the holidays, it is worth every extra penny you
exactly.
pay to stay in those hotels.
Yeah. But even if you don't stay there, you can buy the one for the other resorts, but because it's included in the higher end ones.
Right. Like you'll pay more. If you add that to a ticket during busy season, you could be paying upwards of $100, $120 per person per day.
Yeah, it's expensive.
That's more than what the room is going to cost you.
That's if it doesn't already sell out.
Right.
And
you book those hotel rooms early.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's one way to get around those crowds is if you stay at those hotels with the Express Pass and
I have to say,
early entry and all that.
We did Universal as I wanted to do the new Christmas stuff this year. So we went to see the Macy's Parade and all the new Harry Potter stuff. I didn't get to see it because that park was crowded in a way I've never experienced. It was so crowded there. I think we went out because they don't do everything every day there like they do at Disney. So I think it was like a Saturday night or something that we were there to see what we wanted to see. It was so crowded that I had to leave. I've never been in a park where I felt so overwhelmed. Part of the problem is that while I've been to Universal several times, I'm still a little bit of a fish out of water there. I'm very used to the Disney parks. If it's crowded here, I know to walk here. I know how to navigate that. I don't at Universal.
I also think it goes to what I said about being a local and what's important.
Right.
You might have got to Universal and said, you weigh the options.
Yeah.
It's not that important for me to be in these crowds to see this thing.
Yeah.
However, you might be at Disney and say, it's important for me to be at Disney and I can deal with the crowds.
Yeah. So like Chris and Sean, they went on and they did the Harry Potter part. They waited over an hour to get the train from one part of the park to the other. So they did it all. I went out and City Walk at Starbucks, found a table and sat there until they were done. I always feel like Universal doesn't handle the crowds the same way. It seems like closer areas, there just doesn't seem to be the same flow. And if that, with it being dark and being crowded, I was like, I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. So it just wasn't worth it to me to.
Yeah, no, they did. I don't think they were prepared enough this year because usually people don't get excited about the holidays at Universal. Mm-hmm. There wasn't enough, but this year going all out with a brand new parade, the Hogwarts projection show, the updated entertainment with Christmas songs and both of the parks, like they really went above and beyond with what they were doing. But with that, kind of the same thing we're going to have to deal with eventually with Star Wars Land when it opens up. The Wizarding World was built kind of to scale to what it would be like if you were in the movies. That's what J.K. Rowling wanted. So it's tight going through all of those areas. It's very difficult to manage when it's busy. And so once you start featuring Christmas entertainment there too, there's not places for bodies to be. And on top of that, if no one's moving, you're just at a standstill. So while the thought is good, and if you saw it on a slow night, that was like, it was very awesome. But yeah, I take pity on anyone who went on a super crowded night. I wouldn't want to deal with that.
It was like nothing I've ever experienced. It was
until Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opens up in 2019.
To date. Nothing I've experienced to date.
So what's the one tip you would give folks for coming during the holidays? What's the big thing?
So let's say that you've already decided you have to come during the holidays. So my first tip is book ahead. Pick your resort. Pick your resort. Do your.
It's like an SAT answer.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
stated a question.
She's writing
an answer.
Essays.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's appropriate.
Book your dining at 6 months. Get a length of stay ticket and plan out your time. Plan some downtime. You're not going to do everything. You're not going to see everything. And kind of know that going in. Enjoy what you are seeing instead of trying to cram too much in. I think it can be done with some managing and
There used to be, we used to tell people, well, avoid, you know, Magic Kingdom and do this and do that. I don't know if that applies anymore, no, especially with Universal upping its game, not Universal, especially with the studios upping their game with what they offered for Christmas this year. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we could have said to people, go to the studios that day because it's going to be not as crowded. What about Animal Kingdom? Was Animal Kingdom okay for Christmas?
No, Animal Kingdom was super packed, mostly with Pandora.
Yeah, still. Animal Kingdom's still dealing with the Pandora. So
there's no way to tell people, listen.
Those little beads are popular.
No, I think Pandora.
I think Epcot. I think, you know, Epcot's still kind of the park just because it has so much real estate.
Yeah.
So there's more places to be.
Somebody that Epcot had reached level 2.
Yep.
Yeah.
Both.
That's full.
Epcot and Magic Kingdom both reach level 2 on New Year's Day.
There's more.
Or New Year's Eve.
There's more places for people to go in Epcot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a little, whereas Animal Kingdom, you know, you've got, again, narrower areas and stuff.
Ask me my number one tip.
What's your number one tip?
Plan ahead.
Well, that's what Tracy just said.
I know, but I said it in two words.
You did a good job.
I would, I'll jump in. Go ahead. I would also recommend, if you're talking about planning a resort to go on, I would actually say, because of how bad the traffic was, once all the road construction's finished, I don't know next year if it'll be a lot better. But while it is still bad, maybe try to be it like one of the monorail resorts, so that way at least you know going to Magic Kingdom and Epcot, you don't have to worry about ever stepping foot on a bus or a car. You can just focus on that. And then technically you could even get to Epcot, go all the way back to the gateway, and then take a boat over to Hollywood Studios. I mean, it could end up, that could take you an hour and a half, but if you're sitting 2 hours in a car, I would rather have the nice scenic view going through parks and stuff.
I would also suggest, apropos to nothing about this conversation, let go of your idea that you're going to have a traditional holiday dinner.
That if or you, even a holiday festivity, like what you would have at home.
Right. We have found that when we do this, that trying to find that traditional holiday feeling at any of the restaurants kind of is a big old failure.
Because holidays are personal and holidays are, right, you know, what you're used to. And if you go in thinking, I can recreate my holiday at home, at Disney, it's not going to happen.
It's a disappointment.
Go for something else. You know, I wish it wasn't such a hassle at Christmas. I wish there was something we could tell people, like some sort of magical tip to make it better. It is what it is. And it's crazy.
I think there's a payoff. I think it can be worth it. You know, we really enjoyed our time at the holidays this year. And part of it was because we were coming in for a couple of days and leaving again. We did the Christmas party this year for the first time in years. And I liked it way better than I remember liking it. So
sometimes that helps, though.
I think so.
Sometimes stepping away from something for a while and coming back to it makes you appreciate it.
But if it's your first visit to Disney and it's Christmas, man, that's tough. Mm. That is tough. You really need to find, you know, somebody to help guide you through the way, like, you know, help you with the planning, help you figure out and help manage your expectations of what is realistic that you're going to get to do.
Is this an advertisement for her?
Might be.
She is. She's the person who's going to help them through.
She's doing her own commercial.
That's all right. Certainly don't come to me because I would be no help.
Yeah, don't come.
Because I would just tell you to stay home. Thank you guys very much for this conversation. I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody at home, for listening and watching. We hope you have a great week, and we hope you have a great vacation.